you know, we will have hopefully built something that is enduring.
Yeah. Has there been anything like this around here in the past, or is this completely a brand new idea for our area?
I'm not aware of anything. Frenchtown and Lambertville may have tried to do something or done something, but right. I think this is truly the first film festival.
Cool. Very neat. And hopefully we'll have a film. There's the Flemington Community Partnership's been talking about trying to get a boutique-type movie theater down here in Flemington. Maybe they could take advantage of it sometime in the future as well.
Absolutely.
That'd be great. Yeah. Amy, why don't you tell us, how do our listeners get prepared to take part in this?
Well, it's very easy.
Okay.
You can go to your phone or your computer, visit rivertownfilmfestival.org. Mm-hmm. You can get details on the schedule, what films will be shown. You can see pictures from all of the artists who have contributed to the gallery. You'll get the overview there. You'll also get to see, as Janice mentioned, it is a nonprofit organization. And you can see what the mission is of this organization. I mean, it's bigger than just the film festival itself. It's really to support emerging filmmakers. And really, as you know, that's where funding often falls short when there are tough times. So let's keep this organization moving forward and supporting and bringing a voice to these great right. artists. So go to rivertownfilmfestival.org. You can get details and tickets there.
Mm-hmm.
And as Janice mentioned, you can also check on Groupon. There are a limited number of discounted tickets on Groupon. So check those out and certainly take advantage of those while you can.
Nice. Janice, Amy, anybody else that needs to be highlighted that we didn't cover by name that has helped you out?
What's that?
Anybody else that we need to highlight that have helped you out or participated in this that we haven't covered yet?
There are too many people to name everyone individually, but you know what? I can't thank my co-founders enough. I can't thank Amy, who's been doing all of the volunteer, and Riley Carr, who's been the director of development. Stephen Chiocci, who's done all of our technology stuff. You know, Lindsay Troyer. Story Blast, a whole bunch of people that have really gone above and beyond and put their time in and heart and soul in like the rest of us.
Nice. Awesome. Well, I wish you guys the best of luck. It sounds like it's a really unique event. It's something that you don't get to see here every day, and so we're going to have the opportunity to enjoy that this weekend, and we're crossing our fingers that that the weather holds up. Saturday looks great. Sunday looks not treacherous, just looks like it's going to be, maybe it can push over to Monday and we'll have a better day.
Well, we'll all be inside.
We'll all be inside anyway.
That's why we have those great tents.
That's right. Well, that was all that planning you guys did. But thank you so much, Janice, and thank you so much, Amy, for coming on and giving us a sense of what the new inaugural Rivertown Film Festival will be all about. And we'll do this again over the upcoming years and laugh about how it all started back in 2017.
Well, thank you for having us.
Thank you. I think we lost Janice, so we'll say goodbye to her. Appreciate it as always. Well, it's been my pleasure to be with you as I am every weekday morning, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. My thanks to Al War, Michelle Heide, Amy DeVita, and Mayor Janice Kovach for their contributions to the show. Vince Arnolino says, never say I should have. Well, set up for the expo on Thursday and then start planning on watching some really nice, unique, thematic movies over in the Clinton Township, the town of Clinton. Rivertown Film Festival is going to be there at the Red Mill Village from 10 to 5 Saturday and Sunday. And don't miss that ELL members concert that's going on at the end in celebration. We'll be back again tomorrow. Stay tuned for Chamber in Action, followed by Chef Bill's Table. Right after these messages, you'll listen to Good Morning Hunter and on WHCR-DB.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The sheriff says the man who was responsible for shooting and killing 26 people at a Baptist church in southern Texas yesterday showed up to that church dressed for war.
He was dressed in all-black tactical-type gear.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump thanking the North Korean leader in a tweet for sending what are believed to be the remains of 55 U.S. soldiers killed during the Korean War back to the United States. Vice President Mike Pence was on hand when they arrived in Hawaii yesterday.
There is a promise, sometimes spoken, often not spoken, that we leave no man behind. And that's what great nations do. Today, what the American people saw, and frankly the world saw, was the United States of America saying that we will keep that promise even nearly seven decades later.
TSA officials are considering no more passenger screenings at over 150 small and medium-sized U.S. airports. CNN obtaining documents saying that the government plans on using the money that would be saved to improve security at larger airports. This is USA Radio News.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm back when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy, and I don't trust nobody, and I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435, 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Weekly jobless claims are up slightly. The Labor Department reporting 218,000 Americans filed first-time claims for jobless benefits last week.
Yes, it's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435, 888-400-0435, andro400.com.
Weekly jobless claims are up slightly. The Labor Department reporting 218,000 Americans filed first-time claims for jobless benefits last week, 1,000 more than the previous week, but right on analysts' predictions. Pope Francis says the death penalty is never justified, declaring today that it's inadmissible in all cases and amounts to an attack on the dignity of the person. His declarations being added to the official statement of Catholic beliefs. In the past, the death penalty was allowed in some cases, but Pope Francis says the Church will now work to see that capital punishment's abolished around the world. Authorities in Philadelphia say a 2-year-old boy was attacked and killed by several pit bulls inside a home. Police say responding officers could see the child being attacked through the front door and fired shots at the dogs, killing one, but the boy still died. They say three other people were home at the time and weren't injured. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A new report claims 2017 was one of the hottest years in recorded history. The American Meteorological Society releasing the annual State of the Climate report saying 2017 also saw the highest amount of greenhouse gases and ocean temperatures were near a record high. A new Ebola outbreak has been reported in the Democratic Republic of Congo just days after a previous outbreak was declared over. Here's USA's Wendy King.
4 cases of the disease were positively confirmed in the country's North Kivu province, and more are anticipated. The health ministry said it's investigating reports of viral hemorrhagic fever. Since last weekend, 20 have died and 26 more have symptoms suggesting any of several viral infections, including Ebola. Officials say the outbreak is not related to the epidemic in Equator province, which is 1,500 miles away and was declared over by the World Health Organization on July 25th. Over 50 people there were infected and 33 died. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And CNN says it will be airing one more season of Anthony Bourdain's hit series Parts Unknown. The network saying it recorded enough video for the final season before Bourdain committed suicide in June. You can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
It's time for Legends of Success with John Resnick. Each week, John presents the most original success stories in America. Passionate and inspiring stories from some of the most innovative and successful entrepreneurs alive today. This is Legends of Success. Here's John Resnick.
And welcome to today's edition of Legends of Success. This is America's program that introduces you to our country's outstanding entrepreneurs, CEOs, and members of the prestigious Forbes 400 list, and where they share with you their personal journeys of overcoming obstacles and setbacks to make it to the top. I'm John Resnick, and I thank you for sharing part of your day with us. Well, folks, when you hear the words entertainment business, show business, music business, most people think of the finished product, the entertainment, the show, or the music of their favorite acts. Yet, that finished product only represents really the tip of the iceberg. What's rarely ever seen is the enormous army of talented people behind the scenes making it all happen. And the massive amounts of time, sacrifice, expense, and risk for a very fortunate few to actually become successful. Now, if you wade into the middle, into the center of all this madness, you'll find perhaps the single most important catalyst, and that's the talent manager, who is the glue that keeps everything running successfully. And folks, sooner or later, all pressures from all facets will fall on the shoulders of that manager. Well, today, we're privileged to have one of the world's most successful talent managers of all time with us. Doc McGee is the business brains behind such acts as Bon Jovi, Kiss, Motley Crue. What a privilege it is to have Doc with us. Doc, welcome to Legends of Success.
Oh, well, thank you, John. That's quite an introduction, by the way.
Well, you've earned it. You've certainly earned it, Doc. Did I say anything that wasn't true?
I don't hear that very often, but that's very nice to hear.
Well, and that's another thing, you know, and I mean this, folks, is that the behind the scenes, before Doc and I came on the air today, I was speaking with him, and he says, John, I really do interviews because I don't want to be in the forefront. Doc, it's true that great managers really are behind the scenes, but you never get the credit you deserve.
Well, I think we get the credit we deserve. It's just that, you know, we don't, there's the way we get credit is by our acts becoming successful, mm-hmm. and by our visions and their visions coming together and actually, you know, doing something, you know, making you know, history in some sense, and you know, a longevity artist of 30, 35 years. That's really what the success factor is. Nobody has to really, you know, give you something you deserve. What you deserve is you worked hard, you made a lot of money, you made people very successful.
Well, and also, I mean, you know, and I'm not trying to patronize you here, Doc, but you have to have multifaceted talents, not only in business, but in vision, but you almost got to be a shrink, a psychologist. I mean, just as an overview, share some of the aspects of your job. It's a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week job, am I right?
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, personal management is different because it encompasses every facet of an entertainer or individual's life.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we run all their marketing, their promotions, all their branding techniques, all their record company deals, their publishing deals, their touring, their taxes, their you name it, we do it. It's kind of like, no, I mean, it's personal management. You deal with every aspect of the artist.
Well, and not only that, if they need you 3 a.m, who's got to be there? You.
Well, of course. I mean, that's all part of, on top of all the business side, you know, you are basically their best friend, their confidant, their person that they believe in to give them the guidance. And when they have a problem, whether it's personal or business, you got to be there for it.
Doc, when you look at the entertainment business, and as I mentioned, you know, the finished product, you know, as you well know, is the tip of the iceberg. And there's such an enormous amount of energy and risk and time for only a small handful to make it. Well, that's the same not only as artists, but for talent managers. What differentiates Doc McGee? And in other words, what are the attributes that you have that have differentiated you from others to continue to be such a successful legend in your arena?
You know, I don't know what that is. I guess it's almost like, you know, when you see a really great artist that, you know, he doesn't really understand why he's so, you know, a Darius Rucker.
Sure.
We have. He is not only probably the most talented artist I've ever worked with, he's so talented.
Wow.
But his whole concept of life is just that way, and that's why he's so endearing, and that's why people love him. But he doesn't try to do it. It comes really natural to him.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really what happens in my life. You know, my whole thing is all we can do is try to teach people to get through their life in the most endearing way, as far as, you know, we have a model called you have to give love to get love.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, and it's truly, you have to be that person that is not about entitlement, it's about hard work. You know, it's, you know, we always say our artists, when they're young, they'll play pay toilets and use their own change. and things that sure. And, you know, and the models of if it's worth doing, it's worth overdoing.
Isn't
so
that
all those things are just, you know, there's a saying called you aspire to be what you desire to appear.
Wow. Again, please.
It's that you aspire to be mm-hmm. what you desire to appear.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I didn't make this up. Socrates said it thousands of years ago.
Well, you have a good memory.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Kiss played the first date for him. But actually what it means is if you want people to look at you a certain way, you have to live your life that way.
Mm.
And life's not an event. It's a way of life.
Wow, wow.
So that the closer you can get people to fall into that kind of a model of life, the better chances you have to succeed.
Outstanding. And folks, that doesn't, for our young students that are listening, I think we've got about 8 universities, Doc, that are using our interviews as teaching materials now. Doc's not just referring to the entertainment business. This is any facet in life. Am I correct, Doc?
Absolutely. This is how you become successful. Mm. I didn't know I would be in the music business. I knew I would be successful. I just didn't know it was going to be this line of work.
Yeah, that's absolutely incredible. We're going to take you back to the beginning, but Doc, am I correct in our calculations and what we've been researching here that your acts that you've represented, I mean, you're talking about a sales of over 250 million albums worldwide.
Actually, it's more over 450 million records.
Probably changes by the day.
Yeah, no, I mean, it changed, but you know, it's been a long career too.
it's been a
great ride. We have sold a lot of records around the world.
That's absolutely amazing. Do you ever get some jealousy from one band over the other? Because you've got some really, you've got some top names you represent simultaneously. Do you ever get a little jealousy in one or the other?
Listen, I believe that in any sense, there's a competitiveness between people who try to become successful,
mm-hmm.
and whether or not you're in the same law firm or whether you're in the same accounting firm or car dealership or whatever, there's competition between the people that work in the same field.
Absolutely.
So with that, yes, you get, you know, you're the father figure, and how much time you spend with each child is important.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, so there's a little bit of it. I think that at the end of the day, each one of them would come to each other's aid in a minute.
That's great. That's awesome. And as you look back, is there any one single attribute? And we get back from this upcoming break, folks. We're going to go back and see where Doc comes from. But, Doc, is there one single common thread that all your acts, successful acts, possess?
Oh, absolutely. There's no substitute for hard work.
Yeah. The work ethic must be absolutely amazing.
It absolutely has to be there.
This is John Resnick. We are so honored to have Doc McGee, one of the world's great talent managers, with us on Legends of Success. We'll be back right after this.
And not to mention the shedding, I would vacuum the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dinovite for help.
Dinovite.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dinovite is nutrition.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dinovite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dinovite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Hi, this is Steve Forbes of Forbes Magazine. When you want to learn who America's most successful people are, read our Forbes 400 list. When you want to hear firsthand how they got there, listen to Legends of Success with John Resnick. Legends of Success is one of the most original radio programs in years. Legends of Success with John Resnick.
We're back on Legends of Success. I'm John Resnick, and we're visiting with Doc McGee, literally one of history's greatest talent managers. And folks, it's not just that simple that you go out and find a great band and say, I think I'm going to get them signed, and you become successful. Doc, I guess you almost have to be, you have to know accounting, you have to know law, you have to know how to negotiate business, you got to be a visionary. I mean, you have to have so many facets to keep all this together. Am I correct?
Absolutely. You know, it's an all-encompassing job, you know, so it's, you have to be part of, because you're in charge of all those facets of an artist.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, yeah, it's, it gets to be a little overwhelming at times, but, you know, it's manageable by for sure.
Sure, absolutely. Well, let's talk a little bit about Doc. I mean, we know you've represented some of the greatest acts in the world, but where do you come from? Where'd you grow up? And what was life like as a kid, Doc?
Well, I mean, I grew up outside of Chicago, south side of Chicago, in the Palos Park, Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
And grew up with a family of six, and, you know, my parents, there was eight of us. And we had, you know, one bathroom and one phone, and
wow.
And it had everything we ever wanted. We just didn't know that we didn't have anything, so it was great. And, you know, we grew up and played sports. Played guitar in a band, and pretty much that's where I got hooked on music.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and seeing the Beatles, growing up with the Beatles, it was just a great time for music and expression, and that's when I kind of, you know, felt that's what I wanted to do. And as life comes at you, you know, you get on the treadmill of life, you start trying to find your path.
Sure.
And so I got out of the Army and went back to college and decided that wasn't for me and headed down to Florida because I hated the cold in Chicago and was a waiter at Lum's Restaurant.
You're kidding.
No, just serving hot dogs and stuff. And at night, after I would serve dogs and stuff,
mm-hmm.
I would then go to a studio and play guitar and fool around with a bunch of musicians. And that's where I met different clients. My first client actually was Barry Mraz out of Chicago,
mm-hmm.
who was an engineer-producer. And he thought I was smart and talked well. And so he asked me if I would help him and help represent him. And so over a very short period of time, he ended up producing the Styx records and all the Ohio players and all that stuff.
Wow.
And was a very, very successful producer and very a visionary.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, I put together this band of two guys from the Average White Band, Henry Stewart and Steve Ferrone and Phyllis Hyman and the Brecker Brothers and David Sanborn. And,
oh, boy.
And Lamont Johnson and Sandy Tirano and Howard Johnson in a band called Night Flight for actually a movie thing that didn't happen. But then the record hit, and that was a big success.
Oh, boy.
So as that's, and this all happened within a year.
And how old were you at this point?
I was 24.
Wow. So life comes at you fast, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
And so what happened? How did you handle this newfound success? Did it scare you at all? I mean, handling all the responsibility?
Well, yeah, because you really didn't know what you're doing, but you never know what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody thinks they know what they're doing, duck, because they'll get hit in the back of the head. I'll tell you.
Good piece
you
of
learn, I learned every day.
Wow.
Every single day by listening. And you learn more by listening than talking, believe me.
Mm-hmm.
And so with that said, I went to New York. I was down in Florida. I went to New York and hooked up with Rick Stevens from Polydor Records.
Wow.
And Rick and I signed James Brown and Isaac Hayes and Mink DeVille and just a cast of R&B because that's what we really liked was R&B.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, so we managed James and Isaac and stuff for about 3 years. And in 1978, 79, found my first rock band, which was the Pat Travers Band.
Sure.
And so Boom Boom Out Goes the Lights was, you know, huge.
Amazing. Well, how difficult was it to handle James Brown? I heard he was a character.
Well, I'm not sure if I managed him or he managed me. I'm still unsure who managed who.
Still in the fog over that one, huh?
Yeah, I'm still in the fog over that one, but it was a huge learning experience.
Yeah, what's the most important thing is, obviously, I've known a number of people who have known James and worked with him, and
yes.
He's so difficult, it either makes you better or it breaks you.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Mm-hmm.
And we had, for some reason, he really liked us, and he liked me.
Mm-hmm.
And so we got along really, really well. And we, you know, the main thing is if you do things for people,
yes,
and they actually see results,
mm-hmm.
they automatically get huge respect for you because you're actually doing things.
Sure, absolutely.
It's when you sit back and you answer the phone and try to manage from, you know, from the feet instead of from the throat,
mm-hmm.
that you get your teeth kicked in.
Do you still see some people doing that today? They try to manage from the office instead of getting up because you've got to go out. You're probably on tour. You're everywhere.
I think the key thing is to, you know, you ensure success.
Mm-hmm.
You ensure success because you're there.
Sure.
And people understand that you're there. You may not be doing anything,
mm-hmm.
but it's like the police car sitting on the side of the highway. He's not doing anything,
mm-hmm.
but everybody's slowing down. Everybody's paying attention.
Right.
You know, it's that type of a vibe.
Mm-hmm.
And the people like to know that you take the time to come out and spend it with them because it's very important that they know that you understand what it takes to put a show up. You're just not in the office going, yeah, okay, route this here, you know what I mean?
Well, and it's so grueling, Doc. So you know, most people don't know. They look at these rock bands and all the artists, and they think, oh, they're just setting around from fancy hotel. They have no idea how grueling and how difficult and what a strain it is. So for you to be in there on the front lines with them must mean an awful lot.
Well, yeah, but I mean, you know, the strain is just because you're out there. But it's an honor and a privilege to go out and
mm-hmm.
to play for people that come and see you every day, and it's not that tough flying in a private jet going from nice hotel to nice hotel. So
right at this stage, right, but wasn't that way in the beginning?
Oh yeah, the beginning stages. But you know something, that's part of the whole concept of it. It's actually more fun and easier when you're starting than it is when you're flying around in the jets,
mm-hmm.
because back then you had nothing to worry about.
Right.
because nobody had anything.
Yes.
Okay. So it wasn't like everybody went, boy, what am I going to do with this $30 I have?
Hey, Bob Dylan said, when you have nothing, you've got nothing to lose.
Exactly. And that's basically the, you know, the whole concept of touring. And then as it gets bigger, is what if things start to fall apart.
Sure.
And start to become a job.
I got you.
And so that, and a lot of people can't handle that, you know, that change.
Sure.
And it shouldn't really change for you if you understand that you're supposed to make music and tour and people are supposed to do the right job for you behind the scenes. If you can keep that in your mind that you have those people and, you know, the manager doesn't try to be the singer and the singer doesn't try to be the manager.
Absolutely. Somebody once said you never saw Frank Sinatra moving pianos.
No, exactly.
And
so the crews are so important, these guys at work. And they're very close to me. So the crew knows when I come out that I know what's going into the production because I'm there on the production calls.
Sure.
I'm there and I know how much weight it takes that they can hang and how many trucks they can get in and what that costs and blah, blah, blah.
Sure.
So when they start their tours and they come up with budgets and they know what they know that I'm on top of it, it's easier for them to do their job.
Absolutely. At the end of the day, I'm sure you tell each and every one of them, all I want you to do is have fun, be creative, make music,
exactly.
And let me worry about everything else.
Exactly. And we have such a great staff of people.
Do you?
Your brother Scott is an amazing manager. He's dedicated and as committed as anybody I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
All my Melissa and all the people in my L.A. office and Nashville office are truly, I mean, they all have bought into this, they call it Jim Jones drink the punch thing here. But it basically, you know, because we don't have hours. Everybody works 24/7.
Right.
And when we don't need them, they get to rest.
The day you have hours, you shouldn't be working. We got
to
take a quick break, Doc. We'll find out a little bit more when we get back about your transition out to Los Angeles and setting up camp.
Cool.
Ladies and gentlemen, Doc McGee is our guest today, legendary talent manager. We'll be right back on Legends of Success.
We're going to do a little party tune for you here. This is an old rhythm and blues boogie-woogie number called Boom Boom, Out Go the Lights. All right. Hey. Okay, now there's an opportunity in this song for us all to do a little shouting out here, okay?
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump thanking the North Korean leader in a tweet for sending what are believed to be the remains of 55 U.S. soldiers killed during the Korean War back to the United States. Vice President Mike Pence was on hand when they arrived in Hawaii yesterday.
There is a promise, sometimes spoken, often not spoken, that we leave no man behind. And that's what great nations do. Today, what the American people saw, and frankly the world saw, was the United States of America saying that we will keep that promise even nearly seven decades later.
TSA officials are considering no more passenger screenings at over 150 small and medium-sized U.S. airports. CNN obtaining documents saying that the government plans on using the money that would be saved to improve security at larger airports. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055, 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055, 800-854-1055, 800-854-1055.
It was insane. I mean, it was as crazy as anything you could imagine, even today.
We're back on Legends of Success. I'm John Resnick, hearing the history, the story of Doc McGee, and how he actually started really with nothing. Was it, Doc? I mean, you started in the beginning with really zero experience, but a lot of guts and tenacity to build this career of yours.
Well, that's usually what you have to do. And, you know, when everybody goes, well, you started with nothing. Well, you know, most everybody, when you're 18, 19 years old, have nothing.
That's the truth.
So it's pretty easy. We all come from the same thing. I wasn't a trust fund baby where my, you know, parents had any money at all. So
sure.
It was just, but we all started out with nothing, and we just started working and finding your path.
Sure.
Trying to find that space on the treadmill.
Well, your earlier days, we're talking about James Brown and a few others, but you eventually, in the early 80s, migrated to Los Angeles. You really had to be there, didn't you?
Yeah, I mean, after, you know, we saw this band on New Year's Eve. It's called New Year's Evil.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
That's
it's funny. Band by the Kiss Civic Center.
Uh-huh.
And it was Motley Crue.
I love it.
And so we went there and saw them, and it was insane. I mean, it was as crazy as it is anything you could imagine,
mm-hmm.
even today, and they were just over the top, not trying to be it. They just, you know, they lived it.
Were they originally financed or managed by some construction guy up in Santa Barbara?
Yeah, actually, you hit it right on the head.
I thought so. My understanding is he had a lot of money, a nice guy, but he had no clue for the industry. I'm not putting him down, just like I probably...
No, don't. I mean, that's usually what happens.
Sure, and then guys like you who are very talented come along, and you got to take them to the next level, or else they would have fallen.
See, that's one of the biggest problems in our industry, I believe, in the management industry, is that there's no training for this.
Mm-hmm.
There's no license that you have to have. So... You know, in any profession, especially this one, you have managers and you have damagers.
Oh, well put.
And so I think that, you know, they should start, and we're trying to help start it, that at least you have to work for a McGee Entertainment or Ken Levitant or Q Prime,
mm-hmm.
or a big firm for a period of time before you can actually, you know, handle an artist.
Sure.
Because... You truly have, it's so crazy because it's 99.8% failure rate.
Of course.
So, you know, and there's so many great artists out there that may have had an opportunity for success,
mm-hmm.
having competent management.
Well, and the other thing is the labels, well, the way it used to be, I guess it's changed a lot now, but historically, Doc, straight me out if I'm off base, but they're not about to invest hundreds of thousands or even millions into an act if they don't have competent management. So I guess the smartest thing for a manager with no talent to do is to find the equivalent of a Doc McGee and make a deal.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's really, truly the best way because they have no chance of survival.
When you saw them, is it a natural talent that you have, Doc, managing talent, that you saw a vision of where they're going to go? Did you know that instantly?
You know something, I did, and I, you know, you'd like to say that, you know, yes, you have that eye or ear, you know, kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, truly, we're handicappers in the sense that the handicapper goes to the racetrack and he looks at the horse.
Sure.
And he sees the nose and the tail and the way it struts and also looks at the background of it. Who's behind it? Who's the trainer? Who's the jockey?
Mm-hmm.
You know, man. What farm do they belong to? And then he makes calculated, you know, guesses on where this can go. And so that's basically what we do. We sit there and look at them and see that. Now, listen, you didn't have to be a brain surgeon to see 3,000 kids on New Year's Eve going crazy over Motley Crue.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
I mean,
they did some of the heavy lifting, but. On the other
yeah.
hand, it takes a lot of guts to get them to that next level.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, that's just a start, but those are the things. Connection is the biggest thing in our business, in the entertainment business, is having artists that connect to people.
Yeah, no question about it. And at the same time you're managing them, you don't want to destroy their creative talents.
No, that's the hardest thing to do, is to stop the people from killing them.
Sure.
Because everybody wants to be the person that changes them or new direction or change their hair or change their, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So they can have their 2 minutes of fame and say, oh, I did this or I did that.
You know what I could never
get into producers.
I could never figure out these bands, these labels would sign bands, Doc, because they liked them. And then as soon as you get them in, they try to change them. And
oh, my God, we do this all the time.
You go back. There's very few great A&R people like John David Kolodner was or some of these. Am I right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And you fight them all the time on this, don't you?
Every day.
Still?
Every day still.
Where are they
because
coming from?
Because there's people that put money up believing that they know they have a better mousetrap.
Mm.
Okay, and usually the person that puts the money up has the loudest voice.
Sure. And that's too bad.
So we have to fight with artists. And listen, on the success, on the major success that we've had failures.
Mm-hmm.
We've had people that I believe should have happened that hasn't. That is devastating to me. That's I probably remember those more than I do all the success factors.
They'll bother you more. They'll have more effect
absolutely.
On you, don't they,
absolutely.
Doc?
Oh, they do. They it's crazy how that because that's we're here because we believed in them, and somehow we couldn't make that connection. Somehow we didn't do it, and they didn't do it.
And
maybe we picked the wrong horse, but I don't think so. I still believe that some of these artists that we have picked that did not go to success. Not go to the rounds, are so talented people, and I talk to all of them all the time.
Wow.
I believe in them.
And maybe it's just timing. Sometimes bands are off timing.
Sometimes it's timing, sometimes it's momentum, sometimes it's there's a combination of everything.
Sure.
When it happens, the stars are aligned, you know what I mean? Everything just, the record was effortlessly made.
Right.
You know what I mean? Just everything fell in order, and it happened. Slippery when wet.
Oh.
Johnny had two other records before Slippery.
That's unbelievable. I want to take a quick break and come back and tell us how you found Bon Jovi. Would you do that for us, Doc?
Sure.
Folks, Doc McGee, we're so proud to have him today on Legends of Success. Almost forgot the name of my own show. I'm John Resnick. We'll be right back.
We're Sound Income Strategies, and baby boomers who work with us know the secret to a great retirement is our middle name, income. At Sound Income Strategies, we transform high-fee, high-taxed retirement spend-down schemes into sustained retirement income. And we can do the same for you. For your free, no-obligation income kit,
call 866-913-1234. That's 866-913-1234.
It's time to get off the Wall Street roller coaster, stop the retirement spend down schemes, and join the income generation. For your free, no obligation income kit,
call 866-913-1234. That's 866-913-1234.
Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies LLC, an SEC registered investment advisory firm. Sound Income Strategies, the secret to a great retirement is our middle name.
Call 866-913-1234.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908 908- 238-0118.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
You're listening to Legends of Success with John Resnick. For more information, visit John's website at legendsofsuccess.com. Learn about the legends, upcoming guests, get contact information, listen to the best of legends, see photos, and more at legendsofsuccess.com.
Our guest today is Doc McGee. This is John Resnick. You're listening to Legends of Success. Hey, Doc, before we took a break on our last segment, we were talking about how you found Bon Jovi, but before we get to that, I wanted to ask you, probably might be surprised I know this, but you're quite the golfer, aren't you?
Well, I'm not very good, but I like to play a lot.
Yeah, you played at the Kelly Berrick Pebble Beach Invitational?
Yes, I played that for 20-some years now. Yeah.
I understand you brought along your own chiropractor. How's your back feeling?
Well, you have to bring. I'm surprised you heard all that, but yeah, no, I bring my own masseuse and chiropractor because I have a bad back for golf. But.
Yeah, well, reason I bring that up, there's an old friend of mine you may recall who was part of the producing and engineering team of REO Speedwagon, Elton John, Fleetwood Mac, Foreigner, Ringo Starr, and he has just called in on our silent line. Dave DeVore, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
Do you remember Doc McGee, Dave?
Absolutely. Who can forget Doc McGee?
Hey,
Doc, how
are
you doing?
Dave.
Yeah, it was great that he had that chiropractor with. I'd just been in a car accident a week or two before that tournament. I was all kinked up, and that guy fixed me in one session. He did it. Unbelievable.
Yeah, he's a healer. That's
he is.
Whatever that means. I don't believe in all that stuff, but it makes my back feel better than I believe in it.
And he had that little stone thing that he attached to
the rub,
and he'd touch that and touch you, and he had all this energy going on. It worked for me.
I know. I same way with me. I still use him. He
you
now
do.
Lives about an hour and a half outside of Nashville, and whenever I'm in Nashville, he comes over to the house and he works on me.
Boy, life must be good, guys. I wish I had it that good.
Well, remember what I said. When I'm home, which is never.
Which is rarely ever. I also heard you brought back from Russia a huge tin of the finest caviar that I missed.
Well, we were fortunate. I mean, I went there 46 times setting up the Moscow Music Peace Festival. So you couldn't get anything in Russia but caviar. That's it. So that's the only thing I could bring back. So they would give me pounds of it.
Well,
back.
Well,
awesome.
Ladies and gentlemen, Doc McGee is our guest today, legendary talent manager. We'll be right back on Legends of Success.
Legends of Success with John Resnick.
Smart home technology? Meet beautiful window coverings with Smart Shades by Budget Blinds and Lutron. Easy and affordable automated shades that open and close at the touch of a button. Budget Blinds is North America's number one provider of custom window coverings, and Lutron is the most established name in smart home technology. So now you get the best in both fashion and function with our beautifully styled Smart Shades. We're your local experts, and we do it all for you. You just sit back and enjoy the seamless functionality of smart home automation to program and control your shades. Get style and service for every budget. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS for your free smart home consultation. Call now to get a free smart lighting control bundle with your smart shade purchase. 855 Budget Blinds. Or go online to budgetblinds.com. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Back on Legends of Success. I'm John Resnick, and we're visiting with Doc McGee, one of the great part of the producing teams in history as well, Dave DeFore. Dave and I were talking about Doc McGee stories earlier. Dave is a very good friend of mine for many, many years, and I told him you were coming on. I said, let's just surprise him. He thought the world. But Dave, I wanted to ask you, for the listener's sake, be honest with us here, okay? When I met with Jack Welch, he said the most important attribute to success outside integrity and doing the right thing is differentiation. What differentiates Doc McGee from the rest? Share that with our listeners, would you?
Well, I think he's got so many things that just are perfect for being him. He's ballsy. You don't forget him. He knows what he's doing. He did start really young, so obviously he's got a great history. And he was right. When you do something right and it happens, you want all the cars parked in the parking lot the same way and keep that formula going. He's an artist developer. You know, he sees what's lacking because he has so much history with the groups that are successful, and he can take a group to the next level. Of course, managers usually want to sign these big mega million selling records, record selling guys, so they walk right into a successful thing. But he's developed a lot of acts, and he's honest. His honesty and integrity. He's got a great personality. I mean, who wants to hang out with a manager that's a schlump? You know, and Doc's got a lot of personality, a lot of fun to hang around with. So. He's got it all going on. He's like a Bill Graham.
Oh, I don't know if that's good or bad. Bill was pretty nuts.
Bill made it happen.
Crazy.
Bill was crazy, huh?
Yeah.
Well, anyway, I wanted to bring you guys together. I don't know if you've talked in a while. And Dave and I, you and I are old friends. And, Doc, I only saw you a couple times so many years ago hanging out the rainbow in places. But I thought I'd bring you guys together for a moment to say hi.
Hey, good talking to you, Doc. I'll talk to you later.
Good talking to you, Dave.
Let's go back. To talk more about your story, which is our main topic, and, of course, our chief guest today, Doc. Bon Jovi, what's the greatest work ethic? What did you enjoy most about working with Bon Jovi that really helped your life out?
Well, Johnny kind of, me and him kind of hit it off really, really well from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And he knew that I had the vision of, you know, if it's worth doing, it's worth overdoing.
Right.
And so he and I kind of gravitated and put together a lot of the business side of Bon Jovi, mm-hmm. in the sense of where he wanted to go. Our visions were the same. So, and he was going to work, and he was going to happen,
mm-hmm.
if it killed both of us.
Wow.
You know, so even though he didn't have instant success like Motley Crue did.
Sure.
You know, or Scorpions, or, you know, or Skid Row, or those. He was determined to work, and it's a pretty hard situation.